You are listening to the Horse Radio Network, part of the Equine Network family.
Greetings, everyone. Coach Jen here, and thanks for tuning in to Horse Tip Daily, episode 1609, brought to you today by U.S. Rider. On today's tip, we join retired Racehorse Radio co-hosts Joy and Jamie as they chat with their guest Leandra from New Vocations, and they have a little chat about teaching the horse to move off the leg.
Traveling with your horse this fall? Don't let a roadside breakdown turn into a Halloween horror story. With U.S. Rider, you'll get nationwide roadside assistance made just for horse owners, covering your tow vehicle and your horse trailer. And right now, you can save 20% on new memberships during our Halloween special with code USROCT25. From flat tires to dead batteries, U.S. Rider keeps you and your horse safe, wherever the road takes you. This spooky good deal won't last long. Visit usrider.org today.
As always, we have Leandra come on, and I surprise her with a training question. So I give her zero background, zero time to prepare. I just ask, what do you do? Because sometimes we're all faced with these quick decisions that we have to make with our off-the-track thoroughbreds. And sometimes, Leandra, by the way, hello. Thank you for coming on.
Hello.
Thank you for joining us. Now, one of the questions that I think a lot of off-the-track thoroughbred owners, especially with the new guys, really struggle with is getting, you know, these jockeys ride them with their stirrups 4 inches long. You know, they don't really know what a leg wrapped around their barrel is and what it means. So what are some of the first steps that you tell the horse and teach the horse on getting them to move off of the leg?
That is a great question, because I know there are a lot of people who handle that differently. And a lot of that is going to come from what you're comfortable with as a rider and trainer and what you're comfortable doing yourself. So as far as just desensitization can go, sometimes when we're starting from the ground, and you're working a horse maybe on the lunge line, so you're starting there and you have them under the tack that you'll be using, then a lot of times I like to, if I think that they might be very reactive, drop my stirrups down and let them feel just the stirrups against their side while they're lunging. And that way you can gauge their reaction. It's going to tell you a little bit about them, the way that they think and the way that they react. And then if there is anything very dramatic, then hopefully they can sort of get used to it and work out of it before you get on. Now, a lot of times I will skip that step, but I am working with these horses all the time. And I know that I can handle things when they come up. But like I said, sometimes I still will do that. But a lot of times if you're just getting on, then one of the best things you can do is to be really light in your seat. And we're talking about legs, so you might say, well, why are you talking about the seat? And a big part of that is because, like you said, jockeys are riding with really short stirrups, and a lot of times they're not on the horse's back. And if they are, it's very briefly. But that idea of carrying a rider through that heavier seat aid and heavier leg aid is really foreign to them. And you can't really totally disconnect your legs from your butt and the rest of your lower half of your body. So it's kind of a package deal. So in introducing all of that, I try to be really light on their backs. A lot of people will see in the videos of these horses, oftentimes we're in a light half seat, or we're purposefully trying to be really light. That's for two reasons. One, because they're not used to something heavier, so we try to just introduce that a little bit more slowly. And two, because they're young and their backs are still developing until they're around 7. So no point in being super heavy on them when we're trying to work on things that are more gradual and are going to benefit in the long run if they can develop a top line, which a lot of times for these young guys is going to happen in a different way than it can when you're working on a top line from an older horse. So back to legs. So when you're applying legs, what is the best and what I have found to be sort of the best method is to introduce that gradually. So just like I'm saying, we sort of gradually will try to do a little bit more. We're not going to do a bunch of like really heavy, deep seats, sitting the trot and all that. Like, we don't usually start them out like that. We try to be as light as possible. Same sort of concept as with the leg, where you'll be applying it a little bit at the time. But I like to do a lot of laterals just in general. And I think that's a really great place to start because you're trying to teach them a new language and that starts with the alphabet. So when you're breaking down, you know, learning a new language like they are in a different way, you're trying to bridge the gap between what they know and what they don't know and introducing the new means to get there means introducing these new cues like leg. So you can say you're walking down a quarter line and you add just a little bit of leg. And again, subtlety is key here because you ideally want them to respond from just a little bit of aid, not a huge all at once aid, but it is ideal to be able to use as little as possible. So a little tap and you're going to help them out with your other like rein aid because those are the things they're used to having the heaviest. So maybe you're applying your left leg and opening up your right hand. And it's going to be confusing for them. Obviously, they don't know what you're asking, but think about it in that same way of you're teaching them a new language, which means they have to learn a new alphabet. And so you're breaking down all those little pieces. So say you apply that left leg and you're just going to just as with as little pressure as you can, sort of tap, same sort of way like a fly can elicit a response from them and get them to move. So you're kind of being like a nagging fly and you just tap your leg. And when they move off to the right, like you're asking them to do, then they get that release and the reward. And you can use positive reinforcement both in release of the pressure from your leg, but then also, you know, they certainly appreciate being showered in praise with patting on the neck and all that sort of thing. Baby steps is the concept of it. Baby steps. Some horses are more sensitive than others, and that's where you're going to have to gauge how much you need to use or how little you need to use. And that's why we always like to start with as little as possible. And again, sort of keeping them sensitive in a good sort of way. But a lot of horses, a lot of these young guys, you know, it can, the feeling takes a little bit of getting used to, but if you think about the way that you're using your leg, it's going to make a huge difference. And I don't want to, I could drag on about this for a long, long time, but I just think that one of the best images of this that I have was there was a German instructor who I will never be able to pronounce the right sort of way, the actual word for it, but basically it translated to touching the hairs. So think about that sort of way, like when you're wrapping your leg around, if you're touching the hairs, you don't ever have to introduce like a heavy, heavy leg, because ideally we don't have to use a heavy, heavy leg. But if you're wrapping your leg around them, you're really working on becoming more with them in the way that they move and all of that. And that actually should come, they're not very oppositional to it many times if you're thinking about sort of moving with them and not against them and then breaking down the steps where you are asking them to move off your leg into little bite-sized chunks.
I love it. I love it. Everything just has to be small and gentle. It sounds like just small, gentle, go slow and build your way up. And there you go.
Well, there you have it. Horse Radio Network has thousands of engaging podcasts for horse people, and you can have them sent right to your phone. Just subscribe via your favorite podcast player. This is Coach Jen, and I will be back again soon with another tip. Until then, go ride your horse. The Horse Radio Network and the Horse Radio Network hosts are not responsible for statements made by guests on the Horse Tip Daily. Please use your own judgment when listening to the tips on this show.